No one really anticipated that it would be to this level. There was upwards of 20 reports came to myself, people looking desperately for sandbags. So looking forward, I think we really need to have conversations with the relevant agencies about having more sandbags in the area and also have it publicised as to where these sandbags are, how to access them, because I believe that was the key issue. There's not enough sandbags and where do we get them? So we need to have a conversation about that and how to make it a more easy process.
That's the immediate issue. There's also, you believe, the long-term conversations to be had about flood prevention and what works need to be done to ensure that next time we see rain of the level we saw on Sunday night, we don't get that same level of flooding.
Most certainly. I mean, we've seen the Rivers Agency has taken the initiative with areas like Claddy Village, my village, as they have received 300,000 in flood prevention following the bad flood that happened a few years ago. It just had a really bad impact on Claddy. And now we've seen in Sion upwards of 30 homes. I know of one business currently suffering. So we need to have that conversation about the Sion Mills. How can we better prepare and protect our citizens should this happen again? I know there's a lot of blocked drains in the area. I mean, the mass amounts of water, there's tons. It was unprecedented. I just don't think that the drains could cope at all.